This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 207 for Friday, December 31st. ICE canola futures are lower in Friday morning amid very light trading. The March canola contract dips 20 cents at $1,018.70 per ton. The May contract is down $1.30 at $987.60 per ton. Support for canola is coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex and the front months of European rapeseed. Meanwhile, rapeseed's more deferred positions are lower, along with Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are steady to lower, putting some pressure on edible oil values. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 78.86 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 78.27. Market expectations are looking for Canada to import 5 million tons of corn from the United States in 2021-22. That's 250% more than in the previous marketing year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to release its monthly fats and oils report and its quarterly grain stocks report on Monday at 2 p.m. Central. In South America, there's been more rain in southern Brazil, which is aiding the region's soybean and corn crops. Meanwhile, Argentina remains hot and dry. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says Argentina's soybean crop is more than 81% planted. The crop is 56% good to excellent, down from last week's 71%. This time last year, soybeans rated 36% good to excellent. Argentina's corn crop is 71% planted, and it rates 58% good to excellent, down from 76% last week, but far better than last year's paltry 17%. And Argentina's wheat harvest is 90% complete, up 12 points from last week. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is calling for 21.5 million tons versus the 22.1 million tons by the Rosario Grain Exchange. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The March contract rises 6 cents at $13.44.5 per bushel. March soy oil gains about a half cent at 56.59 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $1.40 at $4.05.10 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower this morning. The March contract slips a quarter cent at $5.96 per bushel. Chicago oats is steady to lower as the March contract is down a half cent at $6.86. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, with Chicago March losing 9 cents at $7.71. Kansas City March steps back 8 cents at $8.04.5. And Minneapolis March is down a penny at $9.91. A reminder that the canola market is closed on Monday, while the U.S. markets will be open. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, December 31st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.